Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As foreigner, bringing this back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That book's won 5 international awards. Ted Fishman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of my friends, and yours too, if you study him, if you stay close to him. TedCFishman.com is the website. If you find out what he's got going on, you'll want to hang out with him more and more, and you'll thank me later. His books are China Inc., and his other book, Shock of Grey, is getting new revitalization on the other side of the planet. Not the least bit surprised. Ted has just returned from Indonesia and China. Ted, the President Trump's administration hit the ground renegotiating trade deals. He's just reworked the NAFTA. And to a point where it's more fair. I think it's probably good for all three parties. But the good news is, I think, is that that particular trade deal now coming together, just literally the ink is either about to be applied or still wet on the document. I'm not exactly sure where they are in the terms of the documents. But putting these three countries together as a team, and hopefully maybe even getting Europe to join us, because my French economist, Brain Trust member, Guy Sormand, says that Europe is closer to America on the trade negotiation than a lot of people know. If we could pull all that together, and the fact that the Chinese economy seems to be weakening a little bit, and their leverage is not quite as strong as they would like for it to be, maybe we can put the kind of pressure on China to make them start behaving. Now, is that fantasy, what I just said?
Well, it's certainly worth a try. You said that we've been talking for 13 years. A lot of the things that are on the president's agenda, and you saw it in Mike Pence's speech, are exactly the bullet points that you and I have gone over so often with your listeners. The question is, do we have a good game plan? In a lot of ways, I think we've kind of taken a Chinese strategy, which is, you know, an agreement is just a beginning point for a negotiation. You know, so the terms and the concerns keep changing. And I have to say, in my swing through China this last month, people do feel off balance. I didn't talk to any leaders, but I would say that in confidential conversations with Chinese friends, they feel in some ways they're being outplayed. By Trump.
Yeah.
Because he actually has a negotiating style which is very close to a Chinese negotiating style.
Right. So no. He's playing their game, which and it's classic, Sean. I mean, Ted. I'm sorry, Sean was last ever. It's classic, Ted, because, and I've been saying this for a long time. In fact, I talked about this in the last hour when I was talking about. I gave a little soliloquy on negotiating. You'll never know how good a deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away. And if you're not prepared to walk away, you're not going to get a good deal. And Trump is prepared to walk away, and the Chinese now know that, don't they?
He's prepared to walk away and throw a match as he leaves.
Over his shoulder, yeah, exactly. and the Chinese, they respect that, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They respect it and they fear it. I mean, they've profited so often from making deals and then finding great ways to circumvent them. And I think kind of as a government, maybe you're obliged to act that way. China has made its people richer, smarter, healthier, and happier, you know, in a lot of ways happier. So it's worked for them, and that's what governments are supposed to do. So, you know, shame on us if we don't take a hard stand. You know, they're doing what they ought to do. And Trump says this. He said, governments should act in their own interest.
Yep.
We're going to act
yep.
in ours. You act in yours, and let's see how
well,
it comes
somebody,
out.
Well, somebody said a long time ago that something I'll never forget. Countries don't have friends. Countries have interests.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, even if you don't like the Chinese government, you know, look begrudgingly at what they've accomplished since the financial crisis. Their economy has grown fourfold.
Right.
Not just.
But how much of that? How much of that?
400%.
How much of that is believable? How much of it's propped up? How much of it is on the back of our inability to stand up for ourselves, Ted?
Yeah, Lord knows. Let's say they're off by twice. Then they've doubled.
They've doubled. No, really. No, I think that's an important perspective. I'm not minimizing what is real. I'm just saying it may not. All of that might not be real. But one thing that's interesting, I think you talked about how people feel in China. I'm reporting on my show with people who have the pulse of manufacturers, of small business, of agriculture. I'm talking to people who are polling those groups, and they're saying that these people in these sectors are giving Trump some latitude to go with a little pain, acknowledging there may be a little pain in the process, but giving him the latitude to go forward with this and not make him react too soon. He's got. The opposite, I think, here in the United States is what you were hearing about in China. I think Americans are ready for us to reset this trade, these trade deals.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree with that.
Which makes me think it could happen.
I think it'll happen in some ways that aren't even just related to trade, like on intellectual property.
That's the big deal. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal right there, folks. And we contributed to that, to the theft of our intellectual property. Quick break. Right back with Ted Fishman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.